Hey everyone, welcome back to another recap show. I'm Kristen from Variety Radio Online, According to Kristen and I Watch Mike, and today I'll be talking about the second episode of The Vampire Diaries, which was called Never Let Me Go, and it aired on Thursday, October 15th. Again, like I mentioned in the previous recap, I know these are a little late, but we are getting back on track because we were actually in Atlanta for Icon, for their last Vampire Diaries and the Originals convention. So we're just getting all caught up on these shows, and we should be caught up for this week's episodes. So stay tuned for those, and I'll tweet out the links and everything sometime this week. So let's get into the episode. I have to say, I still am hating these flash forwards. I don't understand why they're pigeonholing themselves into these plot lines. We see Caroline working for a news station, and apparently she's engaged, and we find out she is not engaged to Stefan, and actually doesn't want to hear his name mentioned. So, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, because, you know, all the Steriline fans are rooting for them, and now we're kind of seeing that they're not going to end up together, so I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. One of the first scenes in present day is a Blair Witch-style killing of two, I guess, teenagers, and they enter Mystic Falls after it's been evacuated, and it kind of reminded me of the first season, minus the fog when Damon arrived. So this one was pretty interesting to see how they shot it and that the heretics were actually the ones that were after them. Poor Matt, again, it's only the second episode and he's already been put in two awkward situations. And he goes to save the two teenagers that trespassed and gets knocked out by the heretics, who we find out have already killed 10 people since Mystic Falls was evacuated. So it's safe to say they're pretty ruthless and still annoying. I was pretty amused when I saw the scene where Alaric is still teaching his occult studies class and that Bonnie is still in college. It definitely reminded me of the old seasons as well, because they were never in school, but yet they still had the scenes in the school sporadically throughout the season. I don't know, I find those funny. But he basically gives his students a warning not to go back to Mystic Falls after the evacuation. And he kind of denies any supernatural presence and tells them that the most they have to worry about is a trespassing ticket. But I'm pretty sure I'd be more afraid of the supernatural presence. But anyway, Lily retaliates for Damon and Bonnie killing Malcolm. She retaliates by taking Caroline, and I thought it was interesting because since Enzo turned on Caroline in the last episode, he's the one that brings her in, but he's also bothered when Mary Louise and Nora are torturing her, so I'm not sure if he's gonna stick by his decision to side with Lily or if he's gonna take the high road and try to save Caroline eventually. But as of right now, it's not looking that way. He's just miserable listening to Caroline scream. So, I thought it was one of my favorite storylines in this episode was Lily talking to Damon about breaking a vase when he was younger. She reminds him that he once broke her grandmother's vase and refused to admit to breaking it. So the next day, even though he'd been beaten to try to get the truth out of him, he still refused to tell the truth. And she took all his toy soldiers and all his toys away until he was so upset that he admitted it. So when he goes to fix things with her to try to get Caroline back, he tells Lily that he accidentally slipped. He tripped and ripped Malcolm's heart out. So, of course, she takes that opportunity to tell him the story about the vase. And now she's taking Caroline, and we find out she's taken Elena because she's burying Malcolm's, I guess, ashes in the family crypt, which I think is also pretty ruthless. I just can't stand these heretics, and Lily is annoying me. She's so awful. She tells Damon that when he broke the vase, he refused to admit it, and she took all his toys away. So now he's realizing that she's taking Caroline from Stefan and she's taking Elena from him as punishment because they're not admitting to what they're doing and they're not, I guess, following their rules. And so he tells her that Elena's not a toy soldier, and she responds by telling him that Malcolm's not a vase. And for some reason, even though I don't like what she's doing, I do think that that conversation right there was, it was an important conversation, and it was just important two lines, I think. So we also see Alaric is stuck on this Phoenix Stone, and he gives it to Bonnie to see if there's any magic in it. And at first she doesn't feel anything, but then she tries harder and gets visions of people dying. And she tells him it's evil and that he needs to get rid of it. So she tells him to destroy it in a vat of acid, which it looks like he's about to do it, but there's something about the stone that, you know, he was distracted when he saw a photo of him and Joe. So he goes to drop the rock, the stone, in the acid, and then decides not to. So I definitely think that's going to come back and bite him in the ass. But he lies to Bonnie about it and tells her he did destroy it. So he's not going to have any help from anyone. He's just going to be, I guess, rogue. He's going rogue, and he's going to try to bring Joe back. he does test the stone out and puts it on the boy who died in the beginning, the one that the heretics killed. He puts the stone on his chest, and he's revived for a few seconds. And then when he removes the stone, he loses any kind of revival that he had. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's going to be interesting because Alaric is human, so he has no kind of supernatural powers to protect himself, and we all know that when you come back from the dead, you're not the same. So if Joe does come back, I'm curious to see what her character plotline is going to be. we also see when the heretics knocked Matt out, apparently they compelled him to sign the deed to the Salvatore mansion. So Damon and Stefan no longer own the mansion and can't enter it to save Caroline. So Bonnie comes up with the idea to stop his heart for a few seconds so that they can enter the house and try to get her out. Of course, Matt being stuck in his third awkward situation in only the second episode, he lets Bonnie stop his heart, even though he's reluctant. And when she does it, she gets another vision of the people dying from when she had the Phoenix Stone. And she sees those people with the X cuts on their chests, like Beau's scar and the cut that Stefan had on his chest in the flash forward from last week. So I'm not sure what's going on, but obviously whatever is chasing Stefan in that flash forward is tied to the vision that Bonnie had while holding the Phoenix Stone. So it's pretty safe to say that Phoenix Stone is not going to be a good thing for the cast this season. When she's knocked out, because when she sees the vision, she passes out, and when she wakes up, there's only 19 seconds left for her to save Matt, because apparently there's a 6-minute window of having your heart stopped where you can be revived. I'm not sure if that's by magic or real life, but we'll just go with it. But Matt's pretty annoyed that, you know, she came so close to him actually dying. And I'm glad he didn't, because I still love Matt. And I love that he's the only real human that's involved with all these supernatural beings, and he still manages to hold his own. So I'm glad Matt didn't die. We also see Enzo flirting with Lily, which is interesting. He asks her if she sees him as his family, because she's treating him like crap, and I don't know why he's trying to help her. But in any case, he did flirt with her, and I did see a slight smile on her face when he left, so I'm not sure if anyone else noticed that, but I did. And I hope it doesn't go there, because that's just weird. And we also, the episode ends with Nora giving Caroline an old journal of Stefan's, where he writes about meeting an incredible girl named Valerie, which is definitely going to be trouble, because obviously there's some history between Stefan and Valerie. Not good. So, those are my notes for this episode. we should be caught up, like I said, for this week's episodes, and we'll be recording hopefully on Friday nights after the episode airs, so definitely look out for that. You can catch all the links for the podcast and the blogs that I write for each episode on Variety Radio Online. That's thevro.com. They're on Twitter at thevro, on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, and I also have my own blog, which is accordingtokristen.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at kristen0409, and I also have to give a shout out to my big brother again, Mike. He's at iwatchmike.com, and definitely tune in to hear our other recaps, and you can check out the Variety Radio Online has other podcasts and blogs for other TV shows, so definitely check that out, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.